feel the roar. Have you ever felt the rush of energy that radiates from one inspired thought? That thought is a reminder of an idea that was voiced for you before the world was. Welcome to your joyful awakening. After many decades of hearing and sharing Christ's message, the beloved disciple heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Feel the roar of his demonstration. Is it possible for the still small voice of truth that we sometimes hear to be amplified to the clarity of mighty thunderings? Yes. What would make that possible? Should we improve our physical hearing? No. Should we willfully practice meditation? No. Should we expect others to care for us while we ponder the universe? No. Should we do some humanitarian deed by the sweat of our brow? No. Should we struggle to patch up the sickly and counsel the troubled? No. Christ is not physical, willful, pitiful, or a tiller of the soil. Christ never struggles. The prophet Isaiah knew how to begin properly. "Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord." Mary Baker Eddy agreed. We must close the lips and silence the material senses. Why? Because sense testimony is at war with itself, and this mental conflict is the aberrant noise that muffles Christ's message. When we silence the material senses, there is only one voice available, the truth. What is God saying? Say it. You are God's mouthpiece. What does God think? Be the thought. What does God feel? Feel his presence. What is God doing? Be the product. What does God see? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Behold the grand view, the reign of soul. By carefully attending to the source of our thoughts, making sure that the Word created them, we become better, happier, and healthier practitioners. Ego, personal attachment, human will, material knowledge, and those ruminating mental battles will fade from view. As our sense of self disappears, our somethingness as spirit becomes tangible. We can hear the word of God clearly. St. John's practice was so pure that he could say, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet." Infinite mind creates its own expression. Let there be light, and there is reflection. Let there be substance, and immortal forms of beauty and goodness appear. Let the people hear. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Feel the roar. We are heaven's hymn.